It's the WP Minute. I'm Liam Dempsey with the following news and updates. This episode is brought to you by Easy Support Videos. Support your WordPress users by embedding videos and screencasts right inside the WordPress admin. Learn more at easysupportvideos.com. You know how it goes. Everything I mention here will be linked up in the newsletter and the blog post. Check out the WPMinute.com for the links. In the news, Jetpack is acquiring WP Scan. WP Scan is being used across the WordPress ecosystem to identify vulnerabilities in WordPress core, themes, and plugins. Besides creating an outstanding security offer, Jetpack's goal for this acquisition is to make malware data and APIs more open source. As part of the acquisition, two of the WP Scan founders, Ryan Dewhurst and Erwin LaRousseau, will be joining Automattic to continue their work improving security for the WordPress ecosystem. WP Scan will continue to operate independently in the near term and may be integrated into Jetpack Scan in the future. There has been a lot of news around core updates on make.wordpress.org. There is a core editor improvement with a new view that lets folks have a space to focus specifically on editing a single template part, like the header or footer. You will be able to access this mode in a few ways once Gutenberg 11.9 is released. Around the FSE program, full site editing that is, the team went into round three of questioning that was gathered through the FSE outreach program. There were many questions around themes, the customizer, and fonts. Paul Lacey recently spoke with Vikas Singhal of ExpressTech and InstaWP on the WP Minute about his company's upcoming FSE theme launch. It was interesting to see a practical implementation of full site editing design. The theme is called Guten and launches in December. Spencer Foreman, also at the WP Minute, spends time talking about how many more theme years we are going to see. Are we ready for a default theme that flexes Gutenberg's block-based approach over a designed theme like 2020? Go listen to Spencer's take on the release of styled themes with major WordPress releases. Justin Tadlock at the WP Tavern wrote a great blog post on the third-party plugin WooCommerce and asked the question, where are the block themes for WooCommerce? WooCommerce is a third-party plugin and unrelated to the core WordPress and Gutenberg projects. For a deeper look at what is ahead, read Peek into WooCommerce Blocks Roadmap. Google has announced that it's renaming Google My Business to Google Business Profile. Google has explained that the existing Google My Business web experience will eventually transition to primarily supporting large multi-location businesses. If SEO is included in your WordPress space, go check out the changes that are coming. In other SEO news, RankMath, with over 1 million installs, announces Content AI to take the hassle out of writing. That is a great idea for many who are writing that specific content for organic SEO. RankMath will hold your hand while you write content to see if it is worthy of search engine rankings. Events. WordFest Live is back in March 2022. The deadline for the call for speaker submissions is December 6, 2021, at midnight UTC. The organizers will start to notify speakers from December 16, 2021 onward. WordFest is seeking proposals on a wide variety of topics. Go check out the details on their site if you are interested. We have been reporting for weeks how different it is for developers and writers coming into the WordPress space with the changes to core and the addition of Gutenberg. Tom McFarland shares his perspective about both on his blog. Tom is an experienced WordPress developer, and you may have followed his writing over the years. He writes that although WordPress is a different set of technologies now, it's not very different for somebody getting started in programming in any developers need to learn different technologies and make them work. He shares several points in his post, and it is definitely worth it to take the time to read. Speaking of WordPress development, Aaron Jorobin shared his development toolchain while he was building the post format block. Aaron covers three tools, WP Scripts being his favorite, in his post that can improve the quality of your code and allow you to focus on things that matter instead of the repeatable tasks that happen in the world of development. Over on the WP Tavern, Nathan Wrigley interviewed Tara King. Tara has recently started working for Automattic in a developer relations role. Tara will lead a newly formed team who will get out and try to understand the pain points that people are having with the new block editor and full site editing. She is encouraging developers toward a Gutenberg future and wants to hear from you. Yoast has a new CEO. Thies DeVock is going to continue the mission of SEO for everyone. You can head on over to the blog post to find more about Thies. But for now, there are not any big changes in the works for the products since it's being acquired by Newfold. That's the news for today, folks. Thanks for listening. I'm Liam Dempsey. You can find me on Twitter at Liam Dempsey or on my company website at lbdesign.tv. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
Thanks for reading the news, Liam. Fantastic job. And thanks to the members who helped put the show together this week. Birgit Polyhack, Michelle Frechette, Jeff Chandler, Bob Dunn, Paul Lacey, Devinder Singh Kank, Brad Williams, and Matt Medeiros. Hey, that's me. We would like to welcome our new members this week, Jeff Galinsky and Keenan Copenhaver. We're looking forward to their participation in the weekly news. If you want to join producers like the ones just mentioned, go to buymeacoffee.com/MattReport, join the private Discord, take part in the weekly WordPress news, get the shout outs here on the show. Okay, we're not done just yet. We have the monthly Minute of Wooness by Bob Dunn coming up next, followed by Michelle Frechette chatting about the WordPress community. Stay tuned for these two segments coming right up right now.
Hey, it's Bob WP from Do the Woo. Here's your 1 minute of Wooness. Everywhere you hear about blocks, patterns, themes, and full site editing. So where does WooCommerce play into this? Sure, they recently came out with an update on WooBlocks that included the ability to use inner blocks with the cart block. But if you use or build with Woo, the fact is Woo sits on top of WordPress. That means whether you're a user, a developer, or anything between, you need to stay on top of WordPress yourself. There's no shortage of resources, including make.wordpress.org, all their documentation there and conversations, but there's a Slack channel as well that has full site editing, theme reviews, and core. So if you're staying on top of Woo, it's smart to stay on top of WordPress. One hand feeds another. Trust me, you won't regret it. And a big part of this is also contributing to WordPress. You can learn more about that in a recent guest post from Ann McCarthy at dothewoo.io/WP. And thanks for listening to this Woo Minute.
This is Michelle Frechette with your Community Minute. There are so many ways that you can be involved in the WordPress community, from Slack channels, to Twitter conversations, to Facebook groups, to joining official WordPress teams. The important thing is to remember that you don't have to be everywhere trying to please everyone. Just like many agencies and freelancers niche down into an industry to build sites for, you can find your niche in the WordPress community, and the best part is that there are no expectations of you other than those you place on yourself. So join a Slack group, find a Facebook group you like, tweet until your heart's content, but do it on your terms, in your time. Do you need advice on getting involved? Hit me up on Twitter, at Michelle Ames. I'm always happy to help, and my DMs are always open.
Thanks, Michelle. Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Liam. Thank you for listening to today's episode. That's it. If you enjoyed it, please share it on your social media. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser, wherever in the world you're listening to podcasts. Look, just share us. Helps get the word out, helps stay connected. If you want to join the membership, $79 for the year, go to buymeacoffee.com/MattReport. Join the private Discord. Join the others helping shape this weekly WordPress news production. That's it. Again, share it. Thanks for watching. We'll see you in the next episode. I said thanks for watching. They're not watching. They're listening.